Good morning, and a welcome to all. This morning, we've just seen our Sunday school students present our Christmas heritage and the Christmas story itself. In contrast to this week and the terrible things that have happened in Connecticut, we somehow think of this world as a darker place. And yet, as was pointed out this week, or yesterday in a prayer by Max Lucado, this world is no darker today than in the day that Jesus was born. You see, mankind, unfortunately, has been displaying his ability to do evil to each other and to innocent children for years. And in fact, Matthew 2:16 says this, "Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all the region who were 2 years or under, according to the time that he ascribed from the wise men." What happened this week is terrible. And yet, it has been happened through human history. And that is the reason that God needed to send his son. And that is the reason during this time of Advent that we come together and we remember that he's coming again. So that we will no longer have to suffer these senseless tragedies. Because we as believers can look forward to a time when we no longer have pain and suffering, but when the promises that we have been given in Christ Jesus will be fulfilled and we will be face to face. And because these promises are sure for each and every one of us, and each and every one of those who will suffer and mourn the loss of a child, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36, and I would ask that you would please stand as you are able. Reading in Jesus' name. "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them this parable, behold, the fig tree and all the trees, and when they now shoot forth, ye see and know your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. Likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day comes upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen." Please be seated. Many would wonder, in the face of these things, why I kept this text, even having chosen it earlier. And I kept it in the light of the Sunday school program and what happened this week, to let us know that there is a fulfillment. There is an end to the suffering and the pain that people go through. And we hear all around and on the news, all the different things that are happening. And it comes right into our living rooms now. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth, distresses of nations in the perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves. And so we hear of the great tsunamis that have happened within the past few years. We hear of all these things that are happening. And we think in ourselves and to ourselves, well, this must be the coming of the end. And each and every generation goes through these same things. And we all think that, man, our children have it bad. It's going to be worse for them than it was ever for us. And it may be. But really, when we look back at history and we understand history, we understand that man's sinfulness has been going on since the time of the fall. That this does not change. And yet, there have been volcanoes, and there have been tsunamis, and there have been storms and tornadoes throughout the history of mankind. And so each and every generation can see that and can think that this can be the time of the coming. And people get worried about the end. They get worried about this whole idea of the coming of Jesus Christ and of the end of the world and of the apocalypse. Matter of fact, I think it was supposed to have ended a couple days ago. Or maybe it's coming forth. I can't remember. But all these things, they predict the end. And no one knows when it is coming. Is it coming? Yes. And we do see those signs. People fainting with fear and the foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. And you see, they will be shaken. But it does not say that they will fall. And this is the thing that we must remember. In the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the struggle that we face within this world, the powers of heaven may be shaken, but they are not going to fall. And neither will the church of Jesus Christ be overcome. Because we have a promise from a God that was given to some shepherds. And we heard it earlier, but I want you to listen to it again. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is well pleased. You see, we as human beings, even in the midst of our sinfulness that we have strapped to us, God still looks upon us as the pinnacle of His creation. Do you understand that? That God, when He looks on us, is pleased and was pleased to send His Son, pleased to become one of us. And so we do not have to fear the end. And we do not have to fear that God doesn't understand the evil that is in this world. He certainly understands it. In fact, He knows it all too well. Because Jesus Christ went through it. And He allowed Himself to be nailed to a cross by evil men, so that we could have our sins washed under His blood. This is the God that we serve. And this is the one whose kingdom will not be shaken. Because at some point we will see, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and glory. And now when these things begin to take place, straighten up. Raise up your heads. For because your redemption is drawing near. When we see all these things taking place, do not fear. Do not think that somehow God is gone from this earth. But understand that He is closer at hand than we ever thought. That He is there standing in the midst of the evil, knowing what is going on, and weeping with us. Because as we heard, God loves little children in this world. Can I say I understand it? I have no ability to do that. Can I say that God knows and understands and loves despite of it? Absolutely. And so we ourselves have to not get caught up in this worry and in this stress of this world. And that's really what he comes down to say. I say to you, this generation will not pass away until it all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. What was said about Jesus Christ on that first Christmas morn, that babe that came for all men, has come for us. And is now calling us to believe in the promises that He has given. To believe that He will come back, not as a helpless infant, but rather as the King of Kings in all His power and all His glory. And will conquer once for all everything that we fear. And that we have the ability to live with Him forever. Watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. Now I'm going to say something that you can feel free to disagree with me, because it's my opinion. But I think that Jesus says these things about all the different weather-related things that will happen before the ending, about the wars and those things, because each and every generation for the most part goes through them upon this earth. That we can all, each and every generation, remember that He is coming back. That we should not be caught unaware. That we should know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He could come back today. And yet it may be 1,000 years. We do not know. But that we would all be prepared. That we would all come to this point that we would not look at the ways of men. That we would not look upon evil things as good. That we would turn around. That we would come to that point of repentance. That we would turn to what God would want for us. And we would know that we indeed are forgiven. That this is not a God who is out to look for His vengeance. But rather, a God who is calling us to believe on Him, His Son, and the promise that gives us. To believe that indeed we are forgiven in His name, in His shed blood. And that's why He says, for it'll come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake, for at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. You see, we saw something really wonderful today. And we think back this week, we saw all the students up here, and we think what a terrible tragedy that those people faced. And again, as I said, it is. But it is not unprecedented within history. I sat this morning and held my 2-year-old son during the Christmas program. And then thought of the words of what Herod had done to those innocent children when Jesus was born. And realized that God knows what it is to suffer. Because He also watched His Son upon the cross. Can I explain all this? I don't have that wisdom. I am not God. And yet I know that the promises that He's given us are absolute and true. That you can be prepared for His coming. That you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will not be the end. That evil will not overcome Him. And evil will not overcome His church. Because we serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who was given unto us the first time as a baby. But when He comes back, will come back with all His might and all His power, and will come to receive us to Him. And this is the promise that we are given in Jesus Christ on that first Christmas morn. And this is the promise that we are given from our text today, that we can be ready. Because as we heard within the Christmas program, and we heard from Mark, from Jeremiah, that we are not righteous on our own, but rather the Lord is our righteousness. And that we are righteous because of what He has done, and that because He has declared us to be that way. And so hang on to those promises. And when we see these things, pray that indeed we would always know this beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we would cling to this day after day, week after week, year after year, until at which point He either comes back to us or calls us home. Because indeed, Jesus Christ still sits on the throne and continues to have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Gracious, most loving Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks for Your grace and Your mercy to a race of people who in most cases don't deserve it. But Father, we thank You for that. We thank You for the gift of Your Son, His sacrificial death to wash away our sins, but also, Father, for His glorious resurrection that brings us new life. And we bring before You today those families from Connecticut who suffered the loss of their children and their loved ones. We ask Your presence with them, that You would be with them, that You would guide them and comfort them. And that, Father, You would show Your love to them through Your body. That the church in that area would come around them and show them Your grace and Your mercy. And would embrace them and love them. Father, we thank You for all that You have done for us. And we ask Your presence with us even as we leave here today. That we would cling to the promises and know that we are indeed prepared for the end by the work of Your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will